YouTubers are egotistical megalomaniacs. I'm going to show you exactly why in this video. But before we do that, make sure you like, subscribe, share, hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode. All right, baby, it's go time.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Welcome to the Brandon Fogel Show. Every moment is an electrifying event. This is not just a podcast. It's a revolution of thought, unfiltered, real, and raw. The Brandon Fogel Show, where excellence meets evolution.
2, 1. This is the Brandon Fogel Show.
All right, what's up, everyone? This is the Brandon Fogel Show. Woo, look at me, look at me, look at me. Make sure you like, subscribe, yeah, woo, woo, woo. Likes, baby, likes, likes, likes. You gotta like my video, you gotta like my video, please, please. Are you a fellow YouTuber out there? Is this your constant battle within? Is this your constant roller coaster of emotions that you experience daily as you post videos on YouTube? Well, I have experienced some of that, and I know what it is to go through that. Because, I mean, man, ever since I started posting on YouTube, ever since I started like sharing things on social media, it is a roller coaster of emotions. Because I'm going to tell you, it is real. The pain and the suffering that YouTubers go through as they post stuff on video, as they post stuff on social media, and you just, oh man, you just want people to see that stuff out there. You just want to, it's just like, how do you handle it mentally? How do you engage with it? How do you get through the day? So, I mean, this is a real topic. I know I'm making light of it, but it is real. It is first world problems. So I'm asking you who are listening, do you post stuff on social media? I mean, what is it? I mean, when you do it, like, are you just at the edge of your seat? Is anybody going to look at my video? Is anyone going to like my video? Is anyone going to accept me? You know what I mean? Because, I mean, honestly, for me, I do go through periods of that where it's like, I put something out there. I put something into a video. I want some people to go to it and watch it and everything like that. But really, I can't even have that be a part of my mindset, because I know that if I even go down that trail, if I allow myself to go down that trail, I think instinctively we do go through that. If you are a YouTuber and you're posting stuff on social media, you put everything into a video and you're just hoping beyond hope that people will go to it and will watch your stuff. People will, like, you don't want it to be that tumbleweed just going across the desert, you know, and just like, and I think a lot of us out there are that, you know, I mean, out of all the people that post on YouTube, there is a fraction of them that actually get views and actually are getting likes and getting all that kind of stuff. But likes in general, if you've been around for a while, you'll remember there were dislikes, and you can still dislike videos, you know, but it's like, it doesn't show you. You're not able to see it on the front page of someone's video if it's liked, or you don't see it if it's disliked, rather. If you are into YouTube, you will find that there are certain niches. I say niches. I don't like the word niche. While we're on the topic of niches and niches, I say forget niches. Forget niches. It's almost, you got to say it both ways or the other so you can get to everyone that hears it, because everybody says it different. And there's such a different word, niche or niche, you know? Niche, man. Niche. But I say forget niches. Throw niches out the window, you know? But if you're listening to anyone on YouTube and you want to be successful, they'll tell you, follow niches. Find your niche and hone in on your niche so that you can grasp one audience's attention. I guess it's all what you want to accomplish on YouTube and what you're wanting to do, and I mean, and social media and everything like that. My goals are different. I do not want to be a niche. I'm not going to be a niche. I'm going to put that out there. I'm not going to be a niche. And, you know, like, I don't like that. I don't want to just put myself in a box and say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to post what the heck I want to post. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. And if people like it, that's great. If they don't like it, to each his own, you know, but whatever, you know, I don't care. You know, it's like, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. I'm not going to just start talking about one category, and that's all I specifically talk about, and that's all I will cover. Man, there is so much out there. You know, I guess you want they want to do that, and there's a reason. You know, here, the riches are in the niches. The riches are in their niches. I ain't going to get rich from this. I ain't going to get rich from this. You know, I don't even know if I'd want to be rich in the first place. But all I want to do is I want to reach you. I want to be a person in your life. I want to be a person that actually makes a difference in your life and brings you good stuff. But I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. I'm going to be me, you know? And if people want to just scroll past that, you know, that is what it is. You have a choice on YouTube. You are the judge, jury, and executioner on YouTube. You have that call because you can swipe away. You cannot click in. You can click in and stay a while. You can dislike. You can like. You can do all that kind of stuff. But I started off with YouTubers are egotistical megalomaniacs, and I truly believe that. Now, I'm being a little facetious when I say that, and the reason I say it is because it's like, it creates that within you, and you almost got to put a stop to that because anybody can go, if you're not a person that's posting like as a way of business or anything, a way of your goal is to post on YouTube and post videos for people to come and watch. But a lot of people just post stuff just in general, you know, like about their life and everything. They want their family and friends to see it and everything like that. But it's like, if you're getting into it and you're a part of a business and you actually want people to go see your stuff and you want to create content, you want to be a content creator, baby, because that is what I want to be. Because when you get in that game, it is a mind shift, and you want people to go see your stuff. I want, like, I put stuff out there and it's like, I really want people to go see it. And it's like, it can break your heart if people don't go see it. You know, and that's what it creates within you. And I'm going to say, put a stop to that. Throw that out the window. You can't even be in that mindset if you're going to make it in this game. Because if you allow yourself, because there's never going to be enough likes, there's never going to be enough subscribers. If that is your goal and all you want to accomplish and get and people views and all that kind of stuff, look at me. You're not going to make it. You won't make it past that first 90 days. You know, as you start a new job, and if this becomes a job for me, forget that. I can have a job. You know, I do not want this to be a job. This is, for me, it is a release valve. It is a way to just talk to you. It is a way to kind of just express myself and just kind of share my life and bring something to you that is going to be beneficial to you in your life. Because it's like, if this became just a, oh my gosh, I gotta post another video or something like that, it's over, you know? To be in this, you got to love it, and you're not gonna stay in it for the long haul if every time you get on there and your barometer and your measure of success is how many people looked at my video and liked it. Because I'll tell you this, you will not make it. So posting on YouTube and posting on social media in general and creating content that you want people to go see and watch and listen to, the only way you're gonna make it is if you can handle the roller coaster of emotions that comes with it. And the only way that you're going to be able to make it is if you can set your goals and just remove yourself from the forefront. Because if you just are in the trenches every day where you just want to get in there and see, it is so enticing to go and look who has watched my video, who has liked my stuff, you know? And it's like, I had to turn off notifications, all everything like that. And I remember a person that I watch on YouTube a lot and listen to, his name's Gary V. He said about there's the difference between being egotistical and being confident. And you got to have one and not the other. Throw egotisticalness out the window and be confident with what you're doing. Because, man, and that's the fine line that we all got to wrestle with, you know? Don't be a person that's just, all I want is people to look at me, people to hear me for that end sake. That is nothing. You want to be able to, if you got to adjust your mindset that you are serving others so that you are making a difference for others. Because if you turn everything about you and it's about selfishness and being egotistical, and that's what develops that part of it, flip it on its head and take it and turn it to confidence. Put it to confidence. I want people to watch my stuff because I know that it's going to make a difference for them. And if they're not watching my stuff, then they're missing out. They're missing out. Not that I'm missing out because I'm not getting their views and I'm not getting their likes, but they are missing out because they're not going to have something that's going to change and impact their life and make a difference for them for the long haul. You know, you are somebody, and whoever it is out there, whoever is listening to this, you are somebody that has something that definitely can make an impact and bring to the table a difference to other people's lives. You have that. So if you are a YouTuber and you want to do that, don't worry about what people are outside watching or not, or listening or not. You know, that'll come. That'll come. What you got to do is just be you. That is finding that niche in your life. You're going to make that, that'll be your niche is you. Niche about like certain topics and certain areas and genres and all that kind of stuff that you just want to only talk about that. That's part of people. That's part of people's business and everything like that. And there's safety in that and all that. And that's a way that you can grow and really make an audience. But I am not that. And I don't know if you are, because every time I think, well, I just want to create something just to create something so that I know that's what people will go and watch. You know, there will be some elements of that. But man, I do not want that to be about me and my business. Maybe later on, there will be aspects of that. And maybe that's the growth stage. But I want to be me. I want to put stuff out there that I am proud of, that I want others to see, not just to get views for views' sake. Forget that. And likes and all that kind of stuff. Don't let yourself be heartbroken about likes and stuff like that, you know? And so I'll close with this. Create your stuff. Make your stuff. Put it out there. Make a difference for other people. Be you to the fullest sense of the word. Views and likes and all that kind of stuff, that is a byproduct. That will come with time. That will come with, you know, you putting in the effort and everything like that. Just put it out there and make a difference for others, you know? We are not egotistical megalomaniacs. We are confident content creators. And if people don't watch our stuff, if people don't listen to us, then that's their loss. You know, that's their loss. It's not on us. You be you to the fullest sense of the word. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace.